This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another episodic adventure in the world of health, your well-being. We continue providing you with all kinds of great information, if I do say so myself, on Good Day Health. The podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, is available every week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me now. We'll spend the next hour talking about you and your health. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, and that is devoted, as is mine, the Good Day Health Show website, to helping people understand the good, the bad, and the ugly in the current scheme of things. Jack, I noted that there are a lot of people focusing on the results of a study of screen time and lower brain development in preschoolers. This is one of the things I have talked to my daughter about and others. I think that I was at a wedding of my niece the other day, and the young kids, 10 years old, running around, all of them have their own devices, and they carry them with them, and they're looking at them all the time. That may be, when you're in, 10, 11, 12 years old, may not have the same impact as what screen time does for infants and toddlers and preschoolers. The amount of usage that has exploded over the past 10 years or so is another way of the limitation. It's almost like there's a cabal, there's a group that's trying to keep brain development from happening. And this is the surefire way of, you talk about the continuation of the dumbing down of America or the dumbing down of people all across the planet. We've got zombies being created by tablets, smartphones, that kind of stuff. And here is proof positive that what I've been saying for years about these things leads to low brain development. You want your kid to be slow and stupid, then make sure you give him one of these iPhones as soon as possible. Four, 5 year old kids. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, the issue, the challenge here is that it's the same thing when you watch even movies today in the theater. The screen hardly holds an image for more than 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, it just keeps flipping.
As compared, compared back to the black and white things from the 30s and 40s, and the camera would be on somebody's face for as much as 5 to 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then another scene could be 10 seconds, and discussions would go on for 2 or 3 sentences instead of just sound bites. And the thing that makes the difference, especially with the screen time that you've been talking about here so far, is it doesn't challenge the brain in the sense of investigation. It doesn't lead them to thinking. It's just reaction. They play these little games, and with the buttons, they got to push these buttons to make sure that a certain series of events ends the way they want it to be. And it's just reactionary. There's nothing that challenges the thinking processes that develop very early in human development. By the time we're 7 or 8 years old, the thinking that goes on in social development in the early school years and these kinds of things is being passed over by the reactionary experience of these types of games. And that's one of the big problems that's showing up here. It used to be, we have a playroom in the waiting room. I mean, you've been in my office. There's a play area in the waiting room for kids to play with toys that challenge their thinking, especially building blocks, which is a great way to get a child to think. Now, parents are bringing those same age kids into the treatment room when I take care of the parents or the child, and they're sitting there with these devices, and they're completely locked into that screen. They're not even aware that there's anybody around them.
No, it's like it's total mesmerization.
But
total.
That's the word. That's the word. They're just mesmerized by this thing, and they don't think. And then try and take the thing away from them and watch what happens.
Yeah. Well, Oh, a lot of crying, screaming, yelling. Oh, mommy, mommy, I want to have this. Blah 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 blah. So, but this is proof positive in this study. If you have a youngster that's 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, use screen time more than an hour a day, especially with no parental involvement, you are cruising for a bruising. Because the brain's white matter, which is the key to development of language, literacy, cognitive skills, all go down the tube. It is the inability of children to pay attention, to think clearly, to think through things, and it leads to poor eating habits, certainly behavioral problems as they get older. When somebody does something they don't like or takes something away from them, the reaction is just as you outlined, Jack. This is a very, very serious problem. And
well, you know, I can remember, I can't remember what the class was, but I remember something in high school in some social discussion about Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep.
And how dangerous that might be. And this is, I'm talking about the 1960s.
Yeah.
The discussion was going on then when prior to television in the 50s, kids on Saturday mornings when they weren't in school were either working around the house, in the yard, on the farm, or they were outside playing the social integrative games that the kids would play. And when the cartoons became a big thing Saturday mornings and after school, like from 3 to 5 p.m. or that kind of thing. I remember the same discussion going on back. Maybe that's why I can't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a NUCA chiropractor in addition to being a GAPS practitioner. And as a NUCA chiropractor, you see people in your office all the time who have these spinal problems. And that's just another adjunct. Kids whose bodies, I don't know even if people realize, your body is not completely formulated or built. That's why they say you shouldn't become a bodybuilder until you're 21 or so, because your body, your muscles and your bones have not completely matured yet. So if you muscularize your body, it'll stunt your growth. In essence, it just holds the bones from growing any further. Well, in terms of looking over an iPhone or some kind of device when you're young, and as you grow older, that's got to have some impact. The way people shrug over these screens, it's got to have an impact on your spine.
There's a condition now that orthopedists are looking at. I want to call it iPod neck or iPad neck or something. It's something neck. I can't remember the exact term. But it's the, like you said, it's these kids, the young kids even before puberty, and then they go into puberty, and as they're maturing through their teens, their heads are bent forward, and it's actually changing the shape of their neck as they develop.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It's crazy.
It's
kind of crazy, but you know, it's where, I mean, even in the mall, parents walking along the mall and they got their little kids with them. The little kids are sitting there playing with her as they're walking, you know, bumping into things, playing with these things. Even in the stores, in the supermarket, wherever they, you can hardly find a child without these things anymore.
Yep.
And they don't want to go out and play. They want to stay home and play video games. And then there's the kind of games where you are interactive with other people all around the country or around the world because of, you know, the Wi-Fi connections, that you're all together there on this one machine, and you can't see anybody's eyes, you can't see their faces, you can't see them as human being, you only see them as another player in the game, which I think further stunts social development.
Yep. I want to talk with you about this new discovery regarding Alzheimer's. I don't think there's anything that people in our generation, your generation, my generation, are more worried about than getting Alzheimer's. People don't think or worry about heart disease. They don't think or worry that much about cancer. But boy, if you talk to somebody about what they are concerned about as they get older, it's pretty much always unanimously Alzheimer's or dementia. So there's something going on, though, now that may be worth a focus in some of our time here as we discuss your health and well-being. Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Don't forget Jack's podcast, or ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are hundreds of people who every day go in to that website, take advantage of the cutting-edge information. The current episode, the latest podcast, is a focus on cancer care with a doctor who's in that field, so you'll check out the discussion there. A lot of different methodologies to conquering cancer. It's episode number 186, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Right now, some food for thought about those who want a whiter, brighter smile. This is not a new message for me, and maybe not a new message for you, but maybe I'm telling you this story just at the right time because you have begun to see your teeth yellowing. You've been drinking coffee all of your adult life, tea perhaps. Don't drink tea or coffee on an airplane, though. Did you hear that story, Jack, about the water on airplanes?
The water. Yeah, the condition of the water.
Stay away from that. But if you are a natural sort of follower like I am, I want to fix problems that we have with our body using natural methodology. And that's why I like Power Swab so much, because with all the clinical work that's been done on this all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, it really comes to the bottom line of you trying it out yourself and seeing in 5 minutes how you can begin to whiten your teeth. Yep, an average of 2 shades within 5 minutes of your applying the first. And then every 5, 6, 7 days you repeat it, you'll see that the teeth just get brighter. They are changed 2 or 3 different shades. No sensitivity at all here. You don't have to worry about it because it's made with 100% herbal extracts. And it's ultimately the safest solution for having the coffee stains, the tea stains, if you're a smoker, that sort of thing. This is visible whitening and full protection for your gums and teeth because it isn't going to eat away at the enamel. It's going to lift the stains off the enamel. Call 800-208-1797 to order Power Swabs now while you're thinking about it. Yep, 800-208-1797. Take my advice. This is something that came originally from a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who used it on his patients. Then he sold it to some of the doctors that he knew, some of the dentists. And then he said, why don't I just sell it to everybody? And so that's the deal. Come to us. Get the deals. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV, and you'll get it for half the retail price. That's right. Power Swabs, affecting the whiteness and brightness of your teeth naturally at half price using the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to GoodDayHealthShow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For us to continue our focus on your health and well-being, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The House Ways and Means Committee approved a bill that will tax the nicotine in vaping products. Vaping, do you think people even really have a clue as to how this is going to affect youngsters and their lungs as they mature?
Do they have a clue when they start smoking cigarettes at 12, 13, 14 years old? No. And then the vaping, they think, well, there's no tar. We're not getting smoke into our lungs, so this is a step in the right direction to still get a high from the nicotine. Mm-hmm. No, they don't think about it. No, our lungs weren't designed to bring that stuff into us.
Well, it's the same as the ramification, what we were just talking about, the screen time. Oh, there's so many distractions now. Was that the case when you and I were kids? And I don't mean let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear, like a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. But there's a lot of common sense stuff. Even when I was a kid, there were things that were distracting and distressful. I guess there always have been. But now they just seem to pile on, just more and more and more and more every day. So being aware of them, unless you don't want to be a good parent, they throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, what can I do? Well, you can be a good parent, much as anything else. Our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, the most recent one there we have posted, is Jack and I reviewing the story behind this 60-year-old Chinese woman who just gave birth. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That is a story about how that worked, her husband, and all of the things that put two and two together for a 60-year-old to have a child. And then on this podcast, a discussion about tuberculosis, a new vaccine that may take care of it. Remember, back in the old days, TB patients were given six raw eggs a day.
Yes, 100 years ago.
Yep, right. That's what pointed out in this podcast. Dr. Jack providing simple ways to get your body moving to without having to go to a gym. And then we talk about planning healthy meals for your family. Maybe it could be considered a full-time job if you're doing it right. Big meals, maybe lacking in real nutrition. So there's that to consider as well. Always lots of helpful tips. Maintain your good health. Know what's going on in your body. Pay attention to Jack and the symptom survey that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All of you ought to take that at least once a year. Doesn't cost anything. 4 pages worth of questions so that when it's analyzed by Jack's staff, you'll know exactly what's going on in your body.
All free.
And doesn't cost any money to do that. So that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And our podcast is at GoodDayHealthShow.com. This research that's out now on a rare genetic mutation that is protecting some people from dementia, even though in the case of the woman that's profiled in the story that I saw, she had the gene, she had other genetic items in her profile that would have indicated she'd develop Alzheimer's in her 50s and be dead in her 60s. She's now in her 70s and doesn't have any signs of this. She's experienced no cognitive decline at all. And this is 3 decades after what was expected to happen to her. So this research, Jack, sort of gives an answer. There's a study out in the journal Nature Medicine. The researchers say this woman has a mutation that's protected her from dementia as well as Alzheimer's, because they're not the same thing. I don't remember which came first. Alzheimer's come before dementia?
Alzheimer's is considered a form of dementia. There's other kinds of dementia that are not necessarily Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's is in the dementia family.
Well, anyway, there's not a drug or anything that will be available soon.
Yeah.
But they've gone a long way because this is something that bothers people.
I told you.
I think more people are afraid of dying from Alzheimer's than they are anything else. And so maybe there's hope on the horizon, if you will. 28 minutes after the hour here on the Good Day Health Show.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy. For your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Then, after the new year, the Senate will take over the process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trial will come after the Christmas break. And then...
the House managers would come over, make their argument. The president's lawyers would then respond.
Then, after that, McConnell says the Senate has 2 different choices.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or it could decide, and again, 51 members could make that decision, that they've heard enough and believe they know what would happen and could move to vote on the 2 articles of impeachment.
But McConnell emphasizes at this time no decisions have yet been made. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let's make your health great again, shall we?
There's a little play on something people talk about, right?
Make America's health great again.
That'd be nice.
Because America's health is not good.
It isn't, let's face it.
People, the obesity rate here is out of control. People eating stuff, the farm is falling apart. Our connection to farm, the food, the family. I'll put in a plug for another program that I do called the American Family Farmer, which is all about creative ideas for America's family farmers to stick around instead of being put out, as that moron Sonny Perdue said, get big or get out. Doesn't help instill confidence in the quality of the food that we need. And that's what Jack is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. It's all about what you put in your body. It's the food, the food, the food.
Well, it is. That's a lot of it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday I was talking to a family that came in, and they were all distressed that it was either a sister or a brother-in-law that they recently had a child die that was just a few months old, and they're still not sure why the child died. And they were just saying, they said to me, boy, here in America with all we have, and I said, wait a second, slow down. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 40 nations that they consider to be the Western industrialized type of modern nation, 40 of them. And I said to him, where do you think the United States ranks, the United States will rank out of 40 nations for neonatality or the first year survivability of a newborn child in America? Out of 40 nations, where does the World Health Organization rank the United States? And they're looking at me like, well, we don't know, kind of thing. 38. Mm-hmm. The United States is 38 out of 40
countries.
That's
not to put us down. This is not about America.
No, it's a wake-up call.
It's about waking up. Hello.
Yes.
We have
yes.
the resources that other countries don't have, and we abuse them. Yep. That's plain and simple, right?
Yep. It's not just the fact that these kids are being fed junk and terrible things. It's the horrible level of malnutrition, the malnutrition of the mother who is trying to breastfeed the child, and the low quality of that, or the fact that these kids are being stuck on formula that is just one of the worst things you can possibly feed a baby, or they're having terrible reactions to vaccines that the Japanese learned. You don't do it until they're at least 2 years old. You don't do it the first year of life. And then other factors that come into play. We rank 38 out of 40 nations. I mean, this is terrible. And it's kind of brushed over. It's kind of like, well, you know, that's just the World Health Organization. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they know a lot. And even if you don't trust the United Nations, there still is news in there that is very helpful, it seems to me. It's all for your consideration. You ultimately make up your own mind, obviously. Duh. And so if you have a lot of information upon which to make your judgments, then perhaps you're better off than is the case if you don't have the, this is one of the great things about America, probably unique in all the world. Many things make us unique, but the availability of information now on anything, you name it, there's information, and health is certainly one of it. Thought it was interesting, Jack, the Drug Enforcement Administration has proposed new regulation quotas for opioids. You know, it's like this is shut the barn door after the cows get out.
Yes.
Yeah, the same kind of stuff. But it goes hand in hand with the opioids. It goes hand in hand with so many other things. And yet there are natural ways of taking care of dealing with people who have pain. What would you, if I came to you off the street and I said, oh, my God, I've just had this operation on my hip and the pain is really bothering me. Jack, please tell me what you recommend to alleviate the pain. What would you
say? Well, there's a mechanical thing that would involve ice on and off throughout the day. But internally, we'd be using chlorophyll complex, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory and pain reducer. Mm-hmm. We'd be using something called turmeric forte. It's a mixture of
standard processed products.
That's right, fenugreek and turmeric that is known to be very powerful in its ability to lower pain levels. We might use something called salagesic. It takes a couple of days to build up in the body. But again, another herb that is, it's what aspirin was based on. They couldn't patent salicylic acid that comes out of
that's
the bark.
What was it, Catalin? No, what's the other thing that you said? You told me once was like aspirin. I want to be
well it's salagesic. It's a product called salagesic. And it comes from the bark of the white willow tree. And the American Indian knew this when the settlers came here, that's where it came from. They would boil the bark of this tree and then, you know, filter it off. And the solution that was left behind had salicylic acid in it.
That's where aspirin came from.
Well, that's now what they did is when they found out that compound, they found out that it could synthesize a portion of it, the pain-reducing part of it, inside the laboratory, and that's what Bayer did when Bayer in Germany came out with the aspirin tablet, which was a synthetic form of what nature produced for pain reduction. The problem is with an aspirin, you're getting an imbalance of what Mother Nature made in that bark to a very strong concentrated portion of that chemical complex. And any time you give the body something that's out of balance, even though it's going for what we'd consider a good cause, pain reduction, you're going to throw other things into an imbalanced state. And, of course, because it's very acidic, it burns the stomach wall. It leads to gastric distress, gastric hemorrhaging. And long-term usage of aspirin is extremely dangerous as far as the body's concerned.
Yeah. Right. Good for you. Well, as a GAPS practitioner, you would say that it really causes problems in the gut, does it not? Although I was told once when I got one of my, I've had a couple of colonoscopies to check, you know, your health. You're supposed to get them done, what, every 5 or 10 years? Have you gotten one to get to be?
Well, it depends on how good it is, the last test. They may say, well, you don't need one for 10 or you don't need one for 5.
Well, my doctor said that mine was pink, very pink. And he said, that's good and healthy. Do you take a lot of aspirin? At that time, I was having a baby aspirin 3 or 4 times a week. And I think you got me off of that, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, there's too much research now. The latest research says, no, that's not only unnecessary.
So how then do you keep your colon healthy and
great
clean?
Question.
Ha!
Lactic acid yeast. Uh-huh. It is standard process product, you bet, and something called Zymex. Zymex wafers is a particular kind of something called mycelium yeast.
They taste awful, Jack.
I think they're actually kind of sweet.
What they do is
they acidify.
Well, you're the guy who has a raw egg. Thanks to your wife and all kinds of other garbage in that
daily. If the camera was on me right now, you'd see me drinking Mary's milkshake right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has 2 raw eggs in it and a whole bunch of other stuff that is very nutrition-packed. I won't even be hungry till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, back to the colon. When people start using, people who've had colon problems in the past, when they start using a combination of the lactic acid yeast, which is a form of yeast that converts every carbohydrate into lactic acid before the stuff leaves the body, and it allows the colon to be acidic. The colon needs to be acidic for the same reason the vagina needs to be acidic, because it's an opening to the outside world, and bacteria cannot live in an acid environment. And studies that came out of South Africa not all that long ago showed that when they were studying a rise of colon cancer among people who were the underground gold miners for the gold mines in South Africa, they found out a striking correlation between alkaline guts and the rise of colon cancer. And it was a study that should have been on the front page of every newspaper in our country. Just brushed over like, well, that's those people there in South Africa. You know, they're not us. Yeah, they are us. They're human beings. And so what we have found out in the study and research that Mary and I have done, the more acidic the walls of the colon are, the more acidic the vagina is, the stronger the body's ability is to resist infection, especially when a woman gets a candida overgrowth in the vagina. It's because it became alkaline that promoted the growth of that bacteria. The same thing can happen in the gut. And when you get an unnatural formation of the wrong kind of flora that you and I are talking about all the time, in the colon, it's a sitting duck for mutations of the cell wall to start take place, leading to colon cancer.
All right, so you're going to love this one. I just found the announcement of a 3D printed device that can now detect cancer in your blood. The research was outlined. Did you see that?
I heard about it.
A personalized cancer treatment, because they've developed this device that weeds out the blood cells to find the cancer cells, especially in the blood. The researchers tested the approach by adding cancer cells to the blood of healthy people. Not into their bodies, good God. But they take blood from somebody that's healthy, and they put these cancer cells in it, and then they've used this device, this 3D printed device, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, to get an accurate insight into the cancer and provide treatments that go hand in hand with what your blood needs. I think that is
a fabulous advantage.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when they can organize and get lab studies and technology studies when it's related to human physiology, mm-hmm. moving in directions like this, I can begin to believe that, you know, Bones there with the original Star Trek crew, and he'd have a couple of pieces of instruments,
right.
And he would know in seconds what was wrong.
Yeah,
with the we're not. I don't think we're all that far away from that kind of a thing today.
No, neither. Calitrin is America's number one choice, healthy choice for weight loss. Why would that be? Because the number one ingredient is collagen, and as Dr. Jack will tell you, and any other doctor worth his or her salt. Collagen is the building bond and the block and everything that you need to make sure that your body does create the kind of musculature that you need as you grow older. This is a fabulous product, all natural. More and more people are learning about it, listening to me talk about it, and going to the Calitrin website or their Facebook page. Calitrin is one of those things. It was discovered by accident. When these people were looking for one thing, they found something else. All science, all backed by lots and lots and lots of research. So, if you want to lose weight and keep it off, that's the key. Keep the weight off. This is the natural way to lose weight. The science of keeping it off, all explained at Calitrin's website, calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, you get a fabulous buy. Use the DJB code and you get three bottles, the regular price, and three bottles that don't cost you anything. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and get a six-month supply for the price of three. Calitrin.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Drop and give me 20, but will push-ups add 20 years to your life?
You know, I don't think there's anything magical about a push-up. What I think the study shows is that people that are physically fit, physically active, and have some muscle mass have better health outcomes than people who don't.
Dr. Michael Joyner says push-ups build muscle strength and can be an easy exercise that you can do at an incline against a table, the kitchen counter, or on your knees. But the most important part of staying healthy is staying active.
Some recent studies have shown that when people go from an inactive or unfit category to a fit category in middle age as a result of exercise training, their health status also improves.
And most everyone can find some sort of physical activity that is safe and enjoyable.
People begin to see a benefit with as little as 10 minutes a day of just going out for a stroll. Try to build some physical activity and steps into your activities of daily living.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're just talking about yeast infections. It brought me around to a question that I had seen from a listener named Erica Schwartz, who wanted to know whether a male menopause was killing her husband's sex drive. We all know what effect menopause has on a woman,
yeah,
and her sex drive, right? Pretty much universal.
Yes.
So is there such a thing? I didn't know that.
It's called andropause. Andropause, yeah. Because there is a change.
At what age?
It starts about the same time as a woman, you know, late 40s,
early 50s. So you and I have been
50s.
Through it if we had it, or I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
You can have a real difficult time with it, or you can have an easy time with it, depending on the strength and
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is there a doctor in the house? The answer to that question is decidedly yes, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here continuing his overview of what's going on from his perspective. He's an IRCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. We were talking about you off the air, or we were talking about my focus on farming, as you know, and what's coming down the pike for new food, all preserved, full of garbage and junk.
Oh, my goodness.
And Victoria was talking about how you have said, maintained, that it either is going to cause you cancer of the stomach, cancer of the colon, all of this stuff. When it gets into your system, it doesn't get very far, right, before it plugs everything up.
Yeah, anytime you've altered it from the way Mother Nature has prepared it, regardless of what our scientists think they can improve on Mother Nature, you're going to change its effect on inside the human body. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, our bodies have developed and grown up for thousands upon thousands of years. Wherever we were, our ancestors were, Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Polynesian, African, Eskimo, whatever else, Oriental. And that's the kind of food that genetically we were determined to thrive on. And anytime we start altering that stuff in the name of purity or the name of shelf life, there is a price to pay. And there's nothing pure in nature. There's no pure water. There's no pure dirt. There's no pure bush. Everything is a mixture of the mineralization wherever you find it. And that's exactly what we are. And when we, you know, take a step to alter that to some degree or another, like I said, there's a price to pay for it.
Yep, sure is. All right, there's a price to pay if you're not taking care of your teeth as well. People who don't brush their teeth, adults, children, parents who let the children go to bed without brushing your teeth. Boy, you're stupid. You're really, really, you are so determining the fate of your child by not doing it. And most people are ignorant because we don't have health courses in school is another way of looking at all this stuff, Jack. The fact that we don't teach people about hygiene and how,
yes,
you see all of these Purell things. Oh, I want to make my hands clean. That's the worst thing you can do for your hygiene is to put that stuff on. It kills everything, including all the beneficial bacteria that help keep your immune system strong.
Well, that's true.
So,
you know, unless you're in the most filthy of circumstances, which most of us do not find ourselves.
Right, yeah.
You know, we go way overboard. Now, you're talking about the children here. Dentists have known this for over 100 years, that there is a direct relationship between the health of your teeth and the health of the body, because as the teeth, burst forth from the gums as we're little infants, and as we begin to age, the teeth are an exact representation of what's going on inside the body. So JAMA just recently in their Open Network published a study showing that there is a definite association between childhood oral infections and adult atherosclerosis later on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, it's interesting that it's finally coming out in something like JAMA. But the researchers said that the role of oral infections, especially like periodontitis, as an independent risk factor, you know, for plaquing inside the vessels, especially of the heart, was already established by previous studies. But this is a new one. It comes out. These things keep showing up from time to time. A direct relationship between oral health and the health of the heart. Why? Because when there are opening, when the plaque begins to build on teeth and you get an erosion of the enamel that covers the teeth and you get into the dentin, and finally when you get cavities forming, there are microtubules in there that get to the bloodstream.
Yep.
And for some reason, a particularly bad bug that often found in the mouth finds its way to the heart. And then that's when inflammation there begins.
Check this all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can take the symptom survey, very healthy exploration of what's going on in your body. Doesn't cost you anything at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something that won't cost you as much as it's worth. I suppose depending on your own values, if you have a pre-diabetic condition, or maybe you have type 2 diabetes, here's the way for you to lose weight, to protect your heart, to nourish the extremities of your body, to protect your vision, to grow new cells, to enjoy life again. If you have any of the conditions that lead up to, that come from blood sugar levels being out of whack, you need to be using Curalin. Curalin.net is the website where you order, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's an all-natural, supportive area of your body. Blood sugar is something you got to deal with, and this is the most supportive way of dealing with it all naturally. Go to the website Curalin.net. Use the code DJB, get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Make sure your blood sugar levels are where they need to be.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.